Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's senior senator Johnny Isakson joined five other Republicans today in backing a Democratic plan to reopen the government. Georgia's other Republican senator, David Perdue, voted for a competing measure from President Trump. Both proposals failed to advance through the Senate. As the government shutdown stretches on, its effects are being felt by federal employees in rural Georgia, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The asphalt behind the loading dock of the Second Harvest of South Georgia Food Bank in Valdosta rattles the wheels of a shopping cart loaded with food for three Transportation Safety Administration employees from the local airport. One of the women says she has three kids at home. Another's married to an active duty service member.
And everything that's in the box is all non-perishable.
They're grateful for the help.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate Second it. Harvest is just starting outreach to federal employees across a 30-county area in South Georgia. In addition to TSA workers, the food bank is trying to help Farm Service Agency employees working to get the spring planting season up and running, FEMA workers helping with recovery efforts following Hurricane Michael in Georgia and Florida, and U.S. Department of Agriculture food inspectors working at chicken processing plants. None have been paid. Amanda Cravens is an administrative support assistant with the USDA in Tifton. She's asking for food assistance for herself and her disabled mother for the first time in her life.
It's definitely a humbling experience to have to actually ask for help.
And the food she'll receive? As in most food banks, it's supplied by Cravens' colleagues at the USDA.
We are the agency that helps put food on the table, and very ironic.
Second Harvest Marketing Officer Eliza McCall says that irony also threatens the food bank's regular programs.
Everybody is one thing away from hunger. One job loss, one accident, one illness.
Or, McCall says, just one government shutdown. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Valdosta.
Meanwhile, the home where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. raised his family on Atlanta's west side will become part of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park on Edgewood Avenue. That's where King grew up and preached at Ebenezer Baptist Church. The National Park Foundation today announced it purchased the home from Coretta Scott King's estate January 8th and then transferred it to the National Park Service. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.